give this episode a very, very, very horrible beginning. Just like the
beginning. Oh shit, it's already starting?
Year.
Oh my god.
Right?
You didn't even say anything.
Nobody told me anything.
Well, hi. Hello, it's
Loose Change.
Loose Change.
Yeah. Been at this for a whole year, dog.
A whole year. It's finally a whole year of Loose Change.
Well, not really.
The numbers don't reflect it, but it's been a whole year.
It's been a whole year. We're not saying it's the anniversary right now. We're just saying it's been a year.
It's been a year.
And what a fucking year has it been.
Yeah, what a year has it been? Is that how you say it? What a year it's been.
It's the white man's language. Who cares?
Okay.
But yeah, I guess. I don't know.
We're your hosts. Hosts.
I guess.
Oats.
Yeah, Brown. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And we're here to, you know, bring the last episode of 2021.
Right? We're going to give you the wrap.
We're going to give you the wrap of 2021. I hope everyone's had a good 2021. I know. I hope you've made the most of 2021.
With what you could get.
With what you could make up the most.
Right. Because, well, man. Where should we start?
Because it really was 2020.2.
So for your 2020. It's this time last year.
Okay.
How were you envisioning the year going? Like, honestly, you know?
So, like, how pretty much, like, the first quarter of 2021 yet, yeah. It was pretty much that. I was like, oh, yeah, it's going to continue to be horrible. It's not going to get better. I thought the vaccines would take a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
And shit would just be... I thought we would for real shut down, like, the other countries. Yeah. Like, eventually. I'm like, okay, they're going to fucking throw in the towel. They're going to make the right move, and we're going to be on our New Zealand shit. We're going to be on our, you know, contact tracing Korea shit,
right.
And we're going to do it right. But no, that was not the case.
At all.
No.
No. They were like, what? It's a free market.
Yeah, they're like, this is hurting the economy.
Yeah. Our fabulous mayor, or what is it, governor? Our fabulous governor. Oh, man. Boy, did he have a year this one to run.
Oh, man.
I mean, we're going to get to it in a little bit more detail pretty soon. But, like, okay, first it was the freeze. Then it was Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
Then it was the fucking... voting rights.
Yeah, voting rights. He's really, like... I know it's because, like, we, like, live on, like, in such a bubble, like, online.
Yeah.
Like, whenever you look at his interactions that you get from people that are online, they're, like, mostly negative.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, you know, you see him on his reelection campaign.
Yeah,
he's
you
like,
step out in Texas.
Yeah, you step out in Texas and you realize, like, oh, this motherfucker got fans.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you. That's why I think this is his second time running, isn't it? Or second time.
I forgot. I don't know. No. I don't know. Is there a limit, right? There has to be a limit for governor.
I have no idea.
I'm not too brushed up on that.
I'm not a fan of America. American politics. Don't come after me.
Yeah, it's ass, man.
Yeah. It was aight. Well,
I mean, we made the most of it, but like...
But what could have happened, it was aight. You know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because he did, like, because the overturning Roe v. Wade and then, like, shortening the deadline of, like, how to, like, of getting an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And then also setting up that fucking bounty system. That was fucking insane. That was just, like, literally the entire nation was like, bro, what the fuck is wrong with Texas? They're like, y'all got a bounty system.
It's the Wild West.
Literally.
Yeah.
They got a fetus with the fucking picture up.
Right.
Says wanted.
That's all we need. It's just a bunch of Morgans running around in this Red Dead Redemption type of fucking state.
It's ass, man.
It was, yeah. So, Should we start from the top?
Yeah, let's start from the top.
So, what do you want to say to Joe Biden?
Let's go, Brandon. God, Republicans are pussies, bro. Just say it, bro. Fuck Joe Biden.
Republicans or Democrats?
Both. Well, mainstream Dems, of course, they're not going to say it. You know, they're for the status quo.
Yeah.
But Republicans are just, like, straight up pussies. They're like, let's go. You get it? Because we're... It's not let's go, Brandon. We're not really cheering on a Brandon. It's like a subtle, like, fuck you, Joe Biden. Meanwhile, you have, like, actual motherfuckers like, fuck Joe Biden, fuck his mama, fuck his family.
Fuck everybody associated with him. But, yeah. This man, bro. This man. I feel like he's an animatron that they pull out whenever the kids are around to eat the pizza. You know what I'm saying?
He's like a distraction.
Basically. You think Kamala running this hoe?
No, Joe Manchin. I don't know. Have you seen that interview when she was like on Charlamagne? That's his name. When he's like, yeah. She was like on a show and he prompted her with a question that literally just cut the whole thing short.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, who's really in charge? Joe Biden or Joe Manchin?
I saw that.
And then she like pretended that they were like having connection issues.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I can't hear you. Like, you're cutting
no,
up.
No, she went off on him.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't see the full thing, I guess.
She was like, what are you doing? Basically, like, like, what the fuck are you, bro? Like, what? You know, she was pretty much trying to, like, portray herself as, like, bro, why are you attacking me right now? What did I do to you?
I don't really.
You're rich.
I don't like him, but, like, he really did ask a good question. Like, fucking. What, like, how come, like, whenever Republicans are in office, they fucking steamroll Dems, but, like, as soon as, like, Dems have control, they're fucking stonewalled and don't do anything about it?
Because
it's the status quo, bro. Because, like, as soon as they get in control, they're like, oh, yeah, we're, like, on the same, we're literally in the same car.
Yeah. Well, at least some Republicans did something about it. Because what was it, January 6th?
We have the real patriots
looking at
the real Americans.
Oh my gosh.
Q,
that's sarcasm, by the way.
Yeah. I they should all be arrested.
Don't get any ideas, okay?
But,
yeah, they stormed it.
Yeah, we also another highlight.
We all saw it. It was on TV.
It was dope, man.
You know,
it was good content.
Right. You got off work. You're flipping through the channels. You're like, oh shit, is this the new Fast and Furious?
It's really funny, and as you see, like the whole like how in shock they are whenever like they're finally like going up against the police, and it's just like, you guys are on our side, and the police are like, what? No.
they were like, that was first shift, this is second shift. Yeah, the officers, they held it down,
and you would think that would be like a little bit of a butterfly, you know, sends ripples throughout, and they finally fucking checks in for them that the police are not on the people's side at all.
No, of course not.
It doesn't.
No. You know what's crazy though? Like, I know I'm gonna get made fun of, and I don't care, bro. But you know what I really, really thought? I thought it was gonna be on some like Olympus Has Fallen shit, where like, the little missiles were gonna come off from the top and shit. There's gonna be Gatling guns coming out of the bushes and shit.
Oh my god.
You know?
Yeah, honestly, I thought it was gonna be like some crazy, like you're gonna see some beatdowns type of shit.
Right. Like, I thought immediately, you know, cause it's the White House.
Yeah,
right.
I thought like the fucking, you would see like literal like the National Guard being called in and like they're gonna start. They're gonna start like.
Yeah, because they're gonna shit on them.
Yeah, they're gonna be shitting. They're gonna like fence in everyone and then just fucking, I don't know.
Just go crazy later. Yeah, back in the day.
It's gonna be crazy, but no. They took it easy on them.
They were like, let's wait a little bit, see if it calms down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that shit, like, honestly, like, if you storm an Amazon, there'll be a faster response. Yeah. You know? And then the fact that, you know, they almost had Mike Pence. It's kind of like one of those things where, like, the person you hate says something right.
Yeah. You know, kind of like. It's fucked.
Oh, man.
It's crazy because, like, you really start to see, like, that cult mentality yeah. really shines through. It's like, damn, like, these are the monsters you guys created. This is all that agitprop, all that reactionary bullshit y'all be damn. Pushing. This is the product of that. And, like, that. Now you're shocked that they're turning against you.
How could you do this to me? Right. And all that happening still during a pandemic.
Yeah, during a pandemic.
During a pandemic. Vaccines weren't even out.
Yeah, vaccines were not being pushed out.
At all. Nothing. I mean, at first they were available for, you know, immunocompromised.
Yeah. Elderly and immunocompromised. Elderly. But, like, to the mass public, no one was getting it yet.
Who had it first? It was Moderna, wasn't it? Or Pfizer.
It was Pfizer.
Pfizer had it first. Pfizer. Yeah, because they had the two shots.
Yeah, it was the two shot. Then Moderna came along.
Yeah.
And then Johnson came, and then they immediately pulled it as soon as, like, one blood clot formed.
Yeah. And then now they got AstraZeneca.
Yeah, AstraZeneca.
Yeah.
Isn't that, like, Europe, though?
Isn't that what they made it so they could sell it?
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, over there, they got their own shit going on. So does Russia.
The Sputnik what?
Yeah, Sputnik 5 or whatever it's called, I think. And then
something
somewhere in India, they got like three of them too.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah, throughout all this, like, we were like hoarding all the vaccines, and like also the rest of the world was suffering.
Right.
Because like Bill Gates was like, I don't think they should get the patent. I don't want them to make money.
Fuck Bill Gates.
Yeah, fuck Bill Gates.
But yeah, it was, I don't know, it was pretty intense at the beginning, you know.
Yeah, we really started off with a bang this year.
That's what I'm saying. It was a very shit beginning, you know. And then it didn't help that us over here, the Texas people, we lived through the day after tomorrow.
Yeah, basically. The day after tomorrow, Jake Gyllenhaal was here. Yeah. it freezed. The first time ever. I'm not sure if this is like the first Texas freeze.
I think, but it was.
Well, like, yeah.
At least in a while.
Yeah, in our lifetime, that yeah. was the first time it freezed. Crazy.
Pipes busted. People died.
People literally died. People yeah. died. It was insane.
Like, everything fell apart. Literally, the whole Texas fell apart.
Yeah, Texas infrastructure literally failed its people.
But we had the campfire going on.
Yeah, we had the campfire going on.
With the toxic fumes.
With toxic fumes from the wood that was...
Treated.
We had a nice barbecue, you know, got some cold pizza.
Yeah.
We cooked everything in the fridge before it fucking went bad.
Yeah.
It was a good time. It was very humbling.
I'm going to give you the power of the multiverse right now.
Okay.
So, one place has to freeze. You can either choose Texas again... Or you could move it somewhere else.
I'm moving it to...
How are you putting in danger, Oates?
Florida.
Why Florida?
There's a lot of old people there.
A lot of old people there?
Yeah, a lot of old people there.
You're just trying to...
Yeah, I'm trying to... I'm speeding this up. We gotta... There's a lot of bad ideas there. We don't need them.
The change is not coming fast enough. Yeah. Okay, Florida.
What about you? Where are you sending?
Where would I?
Yeah.
Probably California. It seemed like they needed it this year.
They need to get humbled real quick.
No, because of the fire.
Oh, because
because it was literally on fire. Yeah, they could. I mean, yeah, they need to be humbled, but too, you know. That
they'd be like, ha, well, like we have a surplus and our. Funding, and it's like, yeah, but like it's literally impossible to live there.
Yeah, so yeah, over here in Texas, you know, we can't get decent, you know, infrastructure bills passed, but what we did pass was the overturning
of Roe v. Wade. Yeah, we set Governor Abbott set up a bounty system, and the deadline's like a lot sooner of a fetus being aborted, which is like literally it goes beyond the point to like where a woman could be able to tell if they're pregnant or not. Yeah. So like it doesn't even fucking matter if there was a deadline, it still fucks over a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit, like the people that were voting on the bill tried their best. They walked out and literally left to DC. But it didn't work. It still kind of just went through.
The Supreme Court got into a whole thing with them.
It's so fucked because, like, as far as what the Supreme Court does, it establishes, like, just a way that the Constitution and everything, all the laws are written, how they're interpreted. But, like, literally, Joe Biden could just make it a law, like a federal law, and that's it. End of discussion.
Joe Biden.
Yeah, I know. I'm asking for a fucking miracle here.
Basically.
But, like, if we don't want that shit to happen, just make it a federal law already.
Right.
You already have the precedent with Roe v. Wade.
It's because the whole states' rights thing.
Yeah, fuck states' rights. I don't care.
State rights to what? So, yeah. I mean, we already know. Government, come on, do we have to say it? You know, because Mr. Joe Biden said we're gonna pull out of Taliban.
Yeah,
we're gonna pull out of Afghanistan. We're gonna pull out of Taliban. But then the Taliban took over.
Yeah, so like that's another thing that happened this year.
Yeah,
we
supposedly ended the war on terror, supposedly.
I mean, I guess kudos to Joe Biden for, like, finally pulling out. During that whole time, I was worried he was going to be bullied into, like, staying in.
You know what? We have to nuke Afghanistan.
Yeah, I thought he was going to double down or some bullshit. Like, whenever an explosion happened at the airport, I'm like, oh, no. They're going to roll back in.
This is it.
But no, he stuck with it. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Now you got motherfuckers saying, like, can you believe it? America just, like, let the Taliban take over. All that equipment is left there. Billions of dollars is left there. It's like, bro, they bought that shit twice. One for over there and one for here. It don't matter. It do not matter.
And then they didn't even know how to use it. Most of the equipment.
Yeah, most of the equipment, like, it's a fucking meme. Like, I know, like, people that are enrolled in the military and everything.
Yeah.
So, like, military grade is a fucking meme. Whenever they talk about something being military grade, they're talking about it being, like, literal shit. It's garbage. Because that shit is built to not last. So, like, any of that equipment that's left there, if the Taliban's even able to use it, it's not going to last long.
Yeah.
Because they need, like, special components and, like, other materials to keep it running. And they don't have access to that. So it's just going to fall apart.
It is what it is. You know. I'm still not giving kudos to Joe Biden.
I mean, it is the bare minimum, right? So it's just like...
It really is the bare minimum. But I mean...
The bar's in hell, man.
It's a very sensitive topic, right? And here at Loose Change, we don't touch on sensitive topics.
We don't.
That was a joke, by the way.
Mm.
You know. The show's ever mutating, okay?
Yeah.
Just like COVID.
Oh.
We got a fucking new drop at the beginning of the
year. Yeah, we got a new COVID patch. You
like
know,
it was
the...
a fucking Drake album and shit.
The programmers of COVID, they patched it, you know, they upgraded it a little bit.
Yeah.
They rolled out the Delta variant.
The V2.0.
Yeah, V2.0, and it was not cool. A lot more people got sick, and we're...
And still a lot more people were not getting vaccinated.
So a lot more people started dying.
Yeah.
And, like, now a majority of the people that get COVID, it is, like, 100, like, 95% of the time, it's going to be the Delta variant.
Yeah.
And even more recently, we got another new release. It is the Omicron.
The Omicron per
which
CIA.
Is, yeah, the fucking Futurama name for Earth. It's even more transmissible, but, like, good news, kind of, sort of. It's a lot milder.
Milder?
Yeah. So, like, I mean, you're still at risk, right? But, like, it's milder.
That's crazy.
It's dope.
How we're, like, comparing diseases severity.
Yeah, it's like, it's not...
the names that fucking Taco Bell uses for their sauces.
Yeah.
See, this one's extreme. This one's mild.
This is mild.
This one's just hot.
This one's hot. Yeah. It's crazy. So... people, I mean, I guess, like, I'd say, like, most of the population in the U.S. is now vaccinated, right? At least, like,
I don't think it's, like, over 75.
It's still not? Yeah, I don't think we really reached, like, the mark for, like, being, like, yeah, like, majority of the U.S.
herd
is...
immunity type shit.
Yeah, because, like, I think those statistics of everyone having the shot, it is just the first shot. It's not...
We're not getting close to it. We're not ever going to get close to it. And it's just the realization that us as Americans, we have to come and... y'all as Americans have to come and just make peace with, you know? It is what it is.
If you made the effort to get a vaccine, congratulations. You're better than most of America.
Yeah. You know, the politics are crazy. The infrastructure is crazy. The weather's crazy, you know. But the one constant crazy that I've enjoyed, well, not really enjoyed, but kind of enjoyed, was the Donald Trump Twitters.
Oh, man. I low key miss him online. He'd be having like the most batshit takes.
Facebook banned him. Twitter banned him.
And that's big because, like, you know.
I mean, like, yeah, okay, yeah, let's stop misinformation on all that shit, but, like, bro, like, his comebacks, bro, I think him and 50 Cent should have a versus of, like,
who has, like, the responses, yeah, who has, like, the best tweets. I still love that one Trump tweet where he's, like, someone was at a podium, and then Donald Trump was, like, so-and-so had his nipples out during his speech, disgusting. And you, like, look at the video, and, like, it's a dude in, like, a tight blue shirt, and his nipples are protruding a little bit.
He was cold. That's crazy. But, like, yeah, he got taken off of social medias.
Yeah, I mean, I miss his hot takes. You know, he's doing his little, I guess, campaign or whatever. I'm sure he's trying to run for reelect. So, you know, he's doing his little tours, you know, he's playing the classics, you know.
They said earlier this year that nobody was gonna run against him. Like, if he runs, he's
They're
just picking him
as the default.
Yeah.
That's crazy because now, like, there's a little bit of pushback against him right now because he recently had, like, an interview with Candace Owens.
Oh, yeah, where he said that he wants everybody to get vaccinated.
He was trying to nudge, like, people to get vaccinated because he was literally, like, he's like, yeah, of course, people could have their freedoms, you know, the mandates are ridiculous, but, like, you know, vaccines are humanity's greatest achievement. He was like, we did that. I did that.
You know, you know, when I was a small boy, you know, I sold 10 vaccines, made $1 million off of them.
So it's crazy to, like, now see, like, those avid Trump supporters now push back against him, saying what he's doing is evil, which is just like saying that vaccines can save people.
You tell these motherfuckers that you got to get vaccinated and that's evil, but, like, not inciting a whole civil war.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. They turn on you in an instant. It's funny.
Yeah. So, RIP Donald Trump's social media presence, you know.
I know.
You know how it's like, well, you don't know Star Wars, but there's this thing called the rule of two with the Sith, right? So, once there's the Sith master, right, and then he has his apprentice, well, the apprentice has to cut off his head and then take its place. And I think, boy, the apprentice here was the NFT.
The NFT.
It bred its own culture of new cult-like.
Oh yeah,
the following. You know?
Yeah, now we got like a whole bunch of like ANCAP, neolibs, and the fucking in all social media spaces advocating for like cryptocurrency
with that's a monkey avatar.
Yeah, monkey avatars, and it's NFTs are here to stay, and it's gonna be one hell of a time.
What was the impact that an NFT has on the environment?
Bro, I think like one NFT, like
six dead penguins or some shit.
I think like one NFT, the transaction itself can power a house for like 6 days.
Yeah, so about 6 to 8 penguins, right?
Yeah, it's a massive carbon footprint. Even though they don't want to admit it, they're like, "Oh, we set the GPUs to like a low voltage," and it's like, okay, that's why you see like farms, literal farms, where like rows and rows of graphics cards and attached to rigs, eating up power, just for like imaginary funny money to buy a JPEG.
It's crazy how they get infrastructure before we do. You know, I don't know. The internet's crazy. It's a crazy place. And you know, TikTok.
Yes, TikTok
is one of those crazes that just been getting more popular and popular.
TikTok recently, I just checked the statistics of like surrounding TikTok.
Yeah,
and it is now the number one website in the world. Damn. And to like put that in perspective, Google is number two. Google isn't allowed in China. So that's already an entire demographic that's cut off.
Yeah.
And TikTok is number one.
I bet.
So like, and people in China have access to TikTok because it's a Chinese app.
Yeah.
But like, think about, like, that's billions of people, bro.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of fucking people.
A lot of people. I mean,
like, that's
TikTok
fucking
is crazy, bro. Because like you could have TikTok for a specific reason, right? So like if you like shit posts, you know, you could have your whole thing of shit posts, right? But like if you're an arts and crafty kind of guy or girl, whatever,
it's,
you know,
the algorithm is crazy. It just feeds you what you want.
Yeah.
It tracks your watch time. It tracks what you like. It tracks what you share.
Mm-hmm.
And recently there was a video made about its radicalization problem.
Yeah.
So like they pretty much tracked it. They made bots that like pretty much tracked like what to watch and everything, and like what different avenues and how much time to spend watching a video, what to like and what to comment.
Yeah.
So, and the way that they timed it out is like from breakfast to like lunchtime, you could start being fed like white nationalist ideology.
Yeah.
Like literal. Like, you can start getting fascist content in that span amount of time.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
It's crazy, man.
I'm not surprised. Because Facebook is doing the same thing.
Yeah, Facebook is totally doing the same thing. And that's also another highlight from this year. They're like, shit got leaked of, like, what was the game plan to, like...
It was to make social media for children.
Really?
Yeah, and then they were like, "Oh, hold on, wait a minute, let's explore this a little bit more. Let's get into depth into this, you know." And then they started being all like, "Yeah, these companies are too big. We gotta break them up. They're like the robber barons of like the old days and shit, like American Steel and shit, you know." And they were trying to break them up into different like entities and shit.
Really?
So what then the fuck? They were like, "Yeah, there's a whole privacy issue that we have with this stuff." And then that's whenever they're like, "Yeah, bro, like you could just opt out. You go to your settings.
Just go to your settings and opt out." You see, you missed that tiny, tiny detail in the, you know, the terms and agreements.
Yeah. So we had a whole little month of, you know, old people not knowing how to use the fucking internet.
Yeah, we had like a dude in like Congress be like, "Will you end Finsta?" And like a lady that was like a representative of Facebook, she's like, "That's not a service." That's just a private account at the user's will. That's their name for it.
I'll put that shit on my Finsta. Yeah.
But will you end Finsta?
Congress is just full of old people, bro.
She's just like, "I don't know how to further elaborate this."
She literally said, "Bro, I don't know what to tell you, bro."
Yeah, she's like, in like the most professional way, she's like, bro, you are stupid. I don't know. I literally cannot dumb this down for you anymore.
Yeah. It's like, if you put a cape on, are you a superhero? I don't know. But shit's going down in Earth. But you know where shit's about to go down?
Where?
In space.
Oh.
Because the new space race was here, Oates. It started.
Oh, is it as exciting as, you know, you thought of it as a child?
Fuck no. Not even close.
That's right. It's between two billionaires.
Three.
Oh, three.
Richard Branson. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Elon Musk. And then, what's his name?
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
So we have the billionaire space race that's been very popular this year. You know, going dime. Like what? Jeff Bezos went into the atmosphere or whatever, orbited a little bit, came back down.
They all pretty much did the same thing because they're not about to go like International Space Station kind of level, you know? But yeah, they pretty much just like scratched the surface, you know what I'm saying? It's the equivalent of, you know, crossing a pond in a canoe.
Yeah.
Basically.
So it's fucking unreal. Very dystopian.
Yeah.
It's something you'd see in a cyberpunk game.
Yeah. Because they're trying to put advertisements in space.
Yeah. I'm so excited for Elon Musk to put advertise. I'm going to become a bro.
Please bleep that out. You're going to become an eco warrior.
Eco. That's a fun little word for it. Eco warrior.
But we're pretty much experiencing a brand new space race with these people going out. You know, Jeff Bezos making a spaceship out of his penis.
That's so funny. The most phallic spaceship.
It's from Austin Powers. That whole scene.
I have not.
Okay.
It's been a minute
since I'm going to be mad at that later.
It's been a minute since I've seen it.
But pretty much it was like, yeah, the whole spaceship, it was just a
giant dick.
Basically. That shit was crazy. And then fucking Elon Musk is over here trying to put advertisements in space while he can't build a proper robot.
Yeah,
he brings out a guy in a morph suit.
The whole presentation, and like it finally ticked with some people that like, oh, all his presentations are like a sham, right? Because everyone remembers the Cybertruck thing, like, oh, punch his window harder you can.
The Ray J incident.
It's great.
He's like, go ahead, break them. They're indestructible.
Just fucking snaps it.
He was like, go ahead, punch it. It won't break.
It breaks.
Immediately breaks.
It's great, man. I think what kind of like irks me a little bit is when I see people like online that are basically content farming. Like people that are just like will immediately react to anything. They're like, oh, I think the future has like something evil planned when it comes to like future tech. And they mention Elon Musk and his like nerve shit. What's it called?
The Neuralink.
Neuralink. They mentioned Neuralink. And I'm like, bro, Neuralink is going to be fucking garbage. There's like nothing for it. There's no tech. There's like nothing.
The people that are worried about it being evil are going to be dead by the time it actually
is something useful. Before it's capable of like actually being useful.
Well, we did. We saw it right before we started recording the thing.
Yes, and it wasn't Tesla. It was actually well-respected engineers.
Were they?
I don't know. I mean, as long as they're not working for like Lockheed Martin or like Raytheon, I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
But
what,
yeah,
what if they're German scientists?
Well, I mean, World War II is over with, so I don't think.
You sure about that? You sure about that? Do they know?
I'm sure they know.
Do they know?
I'm sure they know.
We'll put a pin on that.
Okay.
For next year.
But yeah, they like, what they do? They like tapped in a part of their brain?
Yeah, basically for like the people who've suffered, you know, paralysis or something like that. You know, they pretty much just like via Wi-Fi. No, I'm kidding. No. They pretty much were able to, like, I'm pretty sure
it's like Bluetooth.
Yeah. Wi-Fi is a little bit too much, you know? Because what happens if the power goes out?
Yeah.
And your router fucks up?
Yeah, you gotta, like, restart the whole thing.
No, imagine calling the Comcast guy to get your fucking leg back in back online.
You need a VPN for that, too. Like, there's, like...
Yeah, so you could access...
My unfiltered thoughts, I need a VPN, you know, bro.
So you could access your thoughts in different languages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't let Elon Musk hear about this.
Yeah.
That shit. I don't want to see the advertisement for it, you know.
In space.
In space. But, you know, our consumerist selves are going to enjoy that because...
A little bit. I'm going to be like, ha, this is like the cyberpunk game. And I'll be like, oh, wait, it's dystopian, like the cyberpunk game.
The advertisements are going to be there, but the supply won't, as we learned this year with the supply
chain. Oh, yes, the supply chain is fucking showing its the ugly side of it.
Yeah.
And how, like, back in heavily Earth. Flawed it is.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying earlier in the year, and y'all were making fun of me. I'm like, we're still using, like, we're traveling via road. If we could teleport, that's some advanced civilization stuff right there, you know? I'm just saying.
Well, I recently found out that it's on purpose that it's this way. Like, the way that the supply is. So, like, what they have called, in, like, professional terms, or, like, not really. It's called, like, on time.
Yeah.
Shit. So, like, it's basically they plan out a certain amount of, like, goods to be sent over here.
Okay.
And maybe a little extra or not. But, like, that's what they plan to do. And they have, like, that deadline to, like, a T. Like, nothing can go wrong. But, like, if one thing goes wrong, so, like, for instance, Amazon workers or, like, Kellogg workers go on strike, that fucks up the whole thing. So, and they don't have that in calculation, right?
No, of course.
They want to keep their boot on the neck. they're not going to crunch numbers for, like, anticipating a strike or, like, paying workers more.
They're assuming
everything is going to go planned. This is going to be it and nothing's going to change.
Yeah.
So, like, whenever something fucks up, people can't get their chicken tendies on time.
The chicken tendies. We're going to put a pin on that, too.
And another aspect of it is like, fucking those metal crates that go, like, over the ocean and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oversea. And they first did that for, like, military equipment. Mm. It wasn't for, like just regular goods.
Yeah.
It was for, like, ammunition.
Yeah.
Vehicles and stuff like that. And they realized, they're like, this shit is really cheap. Like, shipping this stuff is really cheap. And what, like, people that own businesses realize, they're like, oh, I can get a cheaper price for, like, these parts over here in this country.
Yeah.
Get it assembled here for even cheaper in this country. And then it'll just be constantly shipping because it's so fucking cheap.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't have to pay any American workers to be here.
Exactly.
I just I'm penny pinching overseas, and I'm fabricating, like, this, like, scarcity of the product in the process.
Yeah. This is why America's GDP has been dropping since the 1940s.
So it's ass, man.
Yeah. I think we're down to double digits now.
What, the GDP?
It's bad.
That's awesome, like, man.
Bad, bad.
It's awesome.
Bad. Like, somebody should really look into this kind of bad.
Yeah, it's whatever, man. It's all imaginary numbers.
You know, you have a fucking boat gets stuck in a river or a canal.
Everything's fucked. And then
the whole world just stops working, you know? The Evergreen.
Oh, yeah. That was another shipping.
Suez Canal.
Another supply chain issue.
Yeah, example of this thing going down. The strikes that are happening.
Yeah, that's another highlight of this year. There's been a lot of, like, it's unfortunate that this is the way that people had to realize this, but, like, people are walking, quitting jobs.
Yeah.
They're striking. They're, like, informing people to not be scabs because they know their worth at the workplace, you know, because these companies are literally indenturing people, you know?
Yeah.
So it's good to see that, but it's unfortunate to see like the way it's happening, you know?
At the ECME suggestion board, like every other comment is, we need a wage raise, pay us more, I was trying to convince the homie to, hey, go write higher pay equals higher scan rates.
Oh, oh my God, bro.
You know? It's, that one's for free.
Yeah. it's scary what they do at ACME. Like, the way that they'll try to, like, keep that from happening. Like, one of their business practices is hire to fire, you know?
Basically.
It's just to prevent any kind of culture from forming or any kind of solidarity from happening.
Yeah. See, they weren't counting on me, though. But, yeah. We're going to take a quick break with your yearly wrap-up of 2021. And then we're going to wrap it up. Might have a little news for you. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see.
We'll see. We'll be back.
We'll be back. Yeah, we're recording right now.
You gotta leave that in.
Okay.
So, old school loose change editing right there.
Yeah, that's a classic. Only
no editing.
Only real change. Only real loose change heads know.
Right. It was like two of them.
Right. Yeah. I'm always like nervous, like.
Yeah.
Whenever I look at the numbers for our show, and like I see like the beginning episodes, like. Mm. They start to increase a number, and I'm just like, oh man, you're going back there. Like, you don't have to go back there. You can, like, you can just listen to the latest ones.
There's
you don't
a new episode out right now. Why don't you listen to that one? what's your favorite highlight of the podcast?
The podcast?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because we had Juicy Jinzo on for a while.
Yeah, whenever Juicy Jinzo was on here, yeah. I think during that time frame, I think, His Killdozer thing was dope.
Yeah, that one was a good
That
one.
Was really good. That was like the good. Highlight of our like our research series. That was dope.
Yeah, that one was a good one. The Lechusa story.
Oh yeah. Oh dude, I love the Halloween stuff too.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Low-key, the Halloween has been so far my favorite, except for our last Halloween special, I'm not gonna lie.
Our last one?
Yeah.
Which one was that one?
It was a little bit too gory, the crazy one.
Which one was
Candyman.
Oh, yeah. That one was a fucking downer, bro.
It was.
That one was just a downer.
I mean, it's not like we haven't had downer episodes, because, like, in the beginning, we used to go on political rants. Well, I used to go on political rants.
Yeah.
Like.
I had to cut out, like, more than half the stuff I said.
Really?
A little bit.
I never noticed.
Yeah, it was good editing, right?
Right.
You just think the show's flowing as usual.
I'm listening to What Is Happening, and I'm like, dang, I could actually read. I thought I was stumbling all those words.
Nah, you were.
Shout out Oats.
I cut out a lot of the repeats, a lot of the mispronunciations, a lot of like the reread sentences.
Shout out Oats.
Shout out Oats.
Yeah, don't say he's not working.
Right?
You know, the devil works hard, but Oats works even harder.
You already know.
Double time.
What's your highlight?
My highlight?
Yeah.
I think, and to this day, I beat myself up over it, but the one where the freeze happened.
The freeze? Oh,
the last episode.
The last episode. Yes,
that one was, that one was golden.
I don't even remember what the fuck happened during that episode. I know we drank, but like I forgot, what did we even talk about?
Whatever we talked about in the beginning episodes of, what we still talk about.
I guess.
You know?
But like we were very under the influence.
Extremely.
Extremely. We had cherry moonshine. Mm-hmm. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Tasted like NyQuil.
Tasted like diesel.
That was awesome. That
one was my highlight. But, I mean, unfortunately, The lights went out.
The power went out. The power went out and it was lost.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P.
Hey, man. It happens.
It happens. We'll have another one. We'll have another one. One of these days.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's crazy how, like, the evolution of the show has come along. Because I feel like at the beginning, I'm not saying we kind of struggled for topics, but we kind of, like, we're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, we're trying to figure it out, and, like, it felt weird trying to wing very unfamiliar territory.
Yeah.
And now we're, like, more comfortable winging it. that's how it is.
Yeah, we literally decided to record this episode, like, what was it?
A day ago?
But, no.
Last night.
Yeah, last night, basically.
I texted you, I'm like, you down, like, tomorrow, 6?
So tomorrow, yeah. Yeah. Bro, I honestly thought that was this morning.
No, it was last night. It was last night.
Yeah, so, you know, this is how good we are with this shit.
Yeah, this is how awesome. You know, we're uncut, raw, unfiltered.
Well, I'm uncut.
I'm cut, damn.
Yeah, cut that out.
Nah, this is the Loose Change lore. They gotta know.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, we went through celebrity interviews.
And should we change the song for Loose Change? Should we change...
Season 2.
Should we change the intro song and not have background music throughout the episode?
We'll let the 10 people that listen to this. Out of those 10 people, I feel like only one of them is going to want to reply. But then they're going to forget.
Probably, yeah. Most likely.
So we're going to let that person, if they remember.
Yeah, what you say is we'll be bond. Like, we'll,
basically, it will be a verbal contract. A type contract. Yeah. Contract.
A verbal contract. Do you want us to play the music throughout the episode?
Yeah. Would you like a different song? Because, you know, I chaffed that one up, you know. I cooked it up all by myself. Yeah. Bet you didn't know that one.
No, that was just in his folder of stuff he never uses.
Stuff I never use, see? If I don't use that, imagine what I do use. But, yeah. No, we had a pretty good year, I feel like, you know.
It's good. It's good. It's a good, I consider it a good year for the show because through like thick and thin, we dedicated ourselves to still doing it.
Yeah, because it didn't matter what was going on. If it was an insurrection happening, if it was a new COVID drop, you know, if billionaires were in space, if, you know, the Colin Powell dies, you know, it doesn't matter. We were still making this content happen. You know?
Yeah, this content is still being churned out. It's dope.
For the working class of America.
For the working class
of America. As we started off this podcast, the intention we had with this podcast is it's for the working class.
It's for the working.
You're at work right now, probably listening to this podcast, you know? Yeah. You're probably driving from work to work.
You're doing your DoorDash. You're doing your Uber Eats.
Whatever it is, you know,
Postmates. You're pulling up to the red light. You're scaring the hoes because you have the podcast
Turn
on.
Turn it down. This shit's embarrassing.
You're embarrassed.
So, yeah. I'm excited for next year. For the show, not real life.
Yeah, like whenever, it's so funny when people like say like, are you excited for like next year? And it's like, no, I am not. I do not care about the year, but I'm excited for content because I'm just content brained. You know, I just like consuming. I like making. I like, you know, just see whatever.
Yeah.
It's just... It's
gonna the comedy that's about to come out is gonna be pure gold, right. Pure gold. It's an election year too, so.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mm.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, I'm telling you. What are your predictions for 2022?
What are my predictions for 2022? Yeah. We don't reach that percentage of vaccinated people like ever. We'll have scarce COVID deaths. Mm. Like, it will be a forever ongoing thing. America will never be rid of COVID. Dang. Like, that's it. America will never be rid of COVID.
Yeah, I agree with you.
America will never be rid of COVID. Like, we're going to, like, you know how you have to go to another, like, in order to go to another country, like a country in Africa, you have to get a certain vaccine.
Yeah.
That's how other people are going to be when they come to America. If you want to go to America, you need to get a COVID vaccine. because if you don't, you will get sick. That's, I mean, that's what's going to be America.
They're not wrong.
That's what's going to be America. I'm fucking calling it right now. We're just... we're a third world country with a Gucci belt, bro.
Basically.
If you got the money, it's fun here. If you don't, it's no, ass.
We're a third world country with a AR-15. Fuck a Gucci belt. That got repossessed a long time ago. A long time ago. It got repossessed like 2 presidents ago.
What are your predictions?
I think there's going to be a lot more, what are they called? Strikes?
Strikes.
We're going to have a lot more strikes. We're definitely going to, the politics are about to get
even wonkier.
Way more annoying.
Yeah, way, I mean, they're getting, they're annoying right now. And I'm getting used to the, to like pretty much like the environment of it.
Yeah.
I'm starting to recognize like what is worth paying attention to and what's not.
Yeah.
And who's like really about it, who isn't.
Yeah.
And what's like a non-issue, what's a real issue, what's a culture war issue.
Yeah.
There's so many layers.
I feel like it's gonna reach a point where like it's gonna be basically like a high school clique kind of like political environment, you know. So it's gonna be like, oh yeah, your Democrats are over here, your Republicans are over there, you know, these are your centralists, these are your far rights, these are your crypto Democrats or whatever, these are whatever, right? So everybody's kind of be in their own group, and then within that group they're gonna have their own like influencers, their own like vloggers, their own little actors that are supporting the cause. They're gonna have their own little, you know, social media sphere or whatever.
And yeah, I think like maybe next year we'll start to see like more politicians our age.
Hopefully. Well,
and
I hope they're not fried too, because if they fried,
I'm
boxing.
I'm sure some of them will be fried.
Yeah.
So it's just like you can't not expect that.
They're trying to get what's his name?
Who?
Kyle Rittenhouse.
Oh my god, yeah. Someone offered him a internship.
Yeah.
At their one of their offices. I was just like, a fucking course. Of course. I knew this was gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like literally whenever like he was in court, I was like on the chat and I was just talking to friends, and they were talking about the whole Kyle Rittenhouse situation. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh yeah, dude, if he's not found guilty, dude is skipping being a cop. He's straight up going to be a politician.
Yeah, basically.
He is making like an extra. He's taking that extra step.
Yeah, I mean, he's there.
And yeah, he, as soon as he got out, what happened? Tucker Carlson released a documentary with him that was shot literally before the verdict.
Yeah.
He was on. He's doing his little press tour. You know, he was like on Steven Crowder.
Yeah.
And he got offered that internship at some Republican office.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, so I hope they're not fried. Yeah. I don't know. It could be a good 2022. It could be a very same
2021 kind of
2022, sort of. 2021, 2020. There's no difference now. Time no longer exists.
The psychotic 2020s, you know.
Oh gosh.
Dude,
I was trying to plan a little game, and then it was going to be like, you know, I was going to put policies from the 1920s from policies of the 2020s, and I was going to try to get
like,
you
what's changed and what has it?
Yeah, I was going to try to get you to guess, like, what era, and I guess we could compare to. Like,
oh my god, bro. That'd be so funny.
I scrapped it, though.
Why?
I had too much research. Oh. Not enough time. You know, there's only so much you could do in 19 hours.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah. So
reminds me of that SNL skit where they're like, that one I say you like, is this Republican or Democrat?
Right, yeah. They're all trick questions.
Yeah, it was really good. I liked it a lot. I was like, oh my god, SNL's funny.
They did a funny for once.
They did a funny for once.
For once. I don't know. But yeah, this was your wrap up. Now we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
So hopefully 2022 comes with better 2021s.
Yeah.
Vibes.
Better vibes.
Better vibes, yeah. More thoughts, less vibes, actually. let's try to strive for that.
Yeah, let's strive on, like, just being more cognizant, you know?
Yeah, guys, vibing out, it's not...
Yeah, vibing has not done anything. In fact, it's made things worse.
Stop vibing. For the love of God, stop vibing. But, yeah. UC Jinsu has been on a very long vacation.
He's dead.
He might be back. Who knows?
He's never coming back.
He's a family man, okay? He's doing his family stuff.
He only has a wife. He don't have a family.
He has a son.
Oh. Oh, I gotta cut that out. I gotta blur. She can't know, bro.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways, next time you hear us, it'll be a brand new year.
Yeah.
Brand new loose change. Possibly brand new songs. Possibly brand new bits. Possibly brand new themes. Who knows? It's all up to God now.
All right.
All right.
Later.
We've been your hosts.
We've been your hosts.
For 2021, making it tolerable for you. Cap Brown.
And Oates.
And then go follow us on all social medias too.
Everything Loose Change Cast.
There you go. I hope they can hear the dog drinking.
Yeah, I hope they hear the dog too.